Destruction of long-period comets, by David Jewett. We identify a sample of 27 long-period comets for which both non-gravitational accelerations and Lyman alpha-based gas production rates are available. 7 of the 27 comets, i.e. 25%, did not survive perihelion because of nucleus fragmentation or complete disintegration. Empirically, the latter nuclei have the smallest gas production rates and the largest non-gravitational accelerations, which are both indicators of small size. Specifically, the disintegrating nuclei have a median radius of only 0.41 km, one quarter of the 1.60 km median radius of those surviving perihelion. The disintegrating comets also have a smaller median perihelion distance, 0.480, than do the survivors, 0.990. We compare the order of magnitude timescale for outgassing torques to change the nucleus spin, tau, with the time spent by each comet in strong sublimation, dt, finding that the disrupted comets are those with tau. This was Destruction of Long-Period Comets, by David Jewett.